couple of things you need to do.
When he hands down rulings from the bench in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania's juvenile court, Judge Dwayne Woodruff is an imposing figure who commands respect.
That's the first thing you need to do. You need to get educated.
He was just as imposing and commanded just as much respect in his earlier career as a defensive specialist for the National Football League's Pittsburgh Steelers. Woodruff says he fell in love with football at an early age. Back then, it provided an opportunity to bond with his father.
I just remember every Sunday, afternoon, it would be me and him sitting on the sofa. We'd lock all the doors, close all the shades, and watch the football games all day. That's what we did every Sunday. I was just destined to play football.
Woodruff was drafted into the NFL in 1979. He won a Super Bowl championship ring with the Steelers the following year and went on to spend a total of 11 years in the league. But along the way, he realized he needed to plan for life after football.
Because I wanted to find something that gave me that same feeling as football, that same excitement that where I'd want to get up in the morning and go to work and compete. And law seemed to fit that bill. It's a competitive process. The only big difference is you can't hit anybody.
So while he was still playing football full-time, Woodruff began law school at nights, while his wife, Joy, took on the rest.
She was mom, dad, taxi driver, and cook, and everything for 4 years that I was in school. I'd get up in the morning, get ready, go to practice, and go to work for football. After that, grab a sandwich and go to Duquesne while I went at night.
It was definitely a lot of work, and it was important to our family that he pursued his education in order to take care of our family. And so I felt like I had to do my part.
But Woodruff didn't stop there. After 16 years of practicing law, with the children grown and out of the house, he felt he needed to pursue his passion further.
Being a juvenile court judge fell right in regard to what I wanted to do in life. I have a passion with dealing with young people and kids and helping them to achieve their dreams. And so it just sort of a perfect position for me, being a judge, dealing with kids, and being in the servant position.
Judge Woodruff's passion goes far beyond the courtroom. He and his wife are also involved with multiple charities and continue dedicating their lives to children.
I think that's the only way to get America back on the right track is to start with our youngest of kids first.
While the transition from the playing field to the bench may not seem to be an obvious course, Woodruff says playing football and being a judge have a lot in common. He says both take a lot of work, preparation, and determination, along with a lot of belief and faith in what you're doing. Tala Hadavi, VOA News, Pittsburgh.